It was real sad when we had to leave, when they kicked us out of that area. I mean, it was really disintegrating by the time we left, but it was still very sad.
Yeah.
Well, because we felt like that was a cultural base.
Yeah. Well, I remember going down there, it must have been the beginning of 68, because the birdhouse was definitely there. And that it was just, it looked like a street-long carnival. There weren't a lot of people.
Yeah.
But there was music coming out of houses and apartments and people strolling around and just
the strip really did weave down there and then straight into Piedmont Mall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really was an extension of the strip.
Yeah.
And people would be coming by any time, you know. Night and day getting the papers. And we were very fortunate in some ways that Gene Guerrero, you know Gene?
Yeah.
He was the person who dealt with the strip people, mostly. He was a circulation manager.
That trained him for life, didn't it?
Gene had a fantastic attitude. He still has the same attitude about people. Like, doesn't have any snobbish thing about accesses people immediately. Totally accepting of these strip people. I mean, there were some pretty funky people that came.
Yeah. And late at night, I imagine you had some pretty stranged out folks coming
by. But Gene was always, okay, you know, give me some ID or whatever, and just straight, I mean, we lost money, of course. But the idea was to get the paper out. That was really a break with monetary constraints. That was very fortunate.